And now joining us over the phone this morning is Rob Erickson, Activities Director for Star Valley High School. Mr. Erickson, good morning to you today.
I'm great, thank you.
We're glad to have you on here with us, Rob. Some good news. We've got good news to tell fans of high school sports as there are a few more seats available for them heading into this weekend. Tell us what you know and how what people can expect if they want to come and watch.
You know, it was great news. Monday, the new orders went into effect. It gave us 25% of our facility capacity, which for us would be 550. They did put a cap at 500, so we went from 250 to 500. That should let everybody that wants to get in that's a member of the kid's family or the participant's family and some tickets to spare for community members.
So before you had to kind of divvy up those tickets, but it sounds like now there's enough that there's just tickets available at the door, first come, first serve, correct?
Correct. Before, when it was 250, we let the kids take whatever they wanted to make sure their families were in, and then the remainder were left at the door. And we've been having that for a while with 250. The girls never quite got rid of all their tickets, but the boys ran out a couple of times. I foresee this time we being able to let anyone that wanted to come into the game come in. We would just preface that with we will have counters at the door, so if we do it hit the 500 mark and someone that's a parent that shows up with a reserve ticket, the tickets we give to the parents, that we would have to have someone to leave to make room for that spectator.
And as you mentioned, this is going to be you're not necessarily – You're not going to have physical tickets tonight. If someone wants to just come to the game, you're just going to have a counter. But that being said, if, like, as you mentioned, a varsity game comes up and parents are ready to come in, they have priority over someone who just wants to come and watch.
Yeah, exactly. And we issued tickets back when it was 250. So those parents have a ticket, and we would honor those as first priority getting into a game.
So are you...
Go ahead.
Are you the bouncer now, Rob? Are you the one if someone comes late with a ticket? Are you the lucky guy that gets to go grab someone by the shoulder and say, "Hey, I need you to leave"?
You know, I'm hoping for cooperation because I'm not tough enough to be the bouncer anymore. We would just get on the mics and ask parents at that point or spectators that had come in to make room for a parent, and we would hope they would cooperate and work with us willingly.
And this is the final home game for Star Valley tonight, boys and girls. But then the boys are going to be hosting regionals here in a couple of weeks, or at least the first part of regionals. How is that going to work?
That is going to be on the 4th. The games start at 1. They go 1, 3, and 6. The 1 o'clock game will be the 1 versus 4 seats. The winner goes to state, and the loser season is done. It's a one and done. There's no way to come back around through the backside. That's also true for the 3 o'clock game, and then the winners will play in a championship game at 6 o'clock that evening. As far as the tickets go, we have to split. Wasa says, since it's a regionals, we'll split that. We will split that right down the middle between the two communities. So we will get 250, and whoever we play in that first game would also get 250. Again, I think that's going to more than accommodate a middle-of-the-day game.
Rob Erickson, Activities Director, with us this morning for Star Valley High School. So as far as basketball is concerned and fan attendance, anything else you wanted to mention while we got you on the air this morning, Rob?
I did. So there's a couple of things. So for our... It's been so random on how different schools choose to do whatever they're doing. And our girls are going to be playing in Green River. And they are just going to give each kid 4 tickets. But once you have a ticket at the girls' regionals, you can stay for any game. You just stay in the gym the entire time. We're choosing to clear the gym so that we can give each kid 10 tickets for their regional fans. But the fans that come to Star Valley High School need to anticipate or expect that they will have to leave the gym once our boys finish playing and can't come back until our kids are back on the floor. Those going to the girls' game in Green River can just get their ticket. Only 4, though, but they can get their ticket and stay and watch whatever games they're interested in.
So, Rob, let's talk more culminating events for wrestling and basketball. What's the guidelines, the rules, I guess, being set right now from the WHSAA as far as how things are going to work in Casper for both wrestling and state basketball?
So Casper, they got a variance for 2,000 seats in the Casper Event Center for wrestling. So those tickets are on sale, first come, first serve. You can get them through the Casper Event Center has changed its name to the Wyoming Ford Center. So if you search online, you can buy your tickets to wrestling right now. Anyone can go when those 2,000 seats are sold, and they will just shut the gates. I anticipate, they have not formally announced, but I anticipate 2,000 seats would be available for the basketball tournament March 12th, 13th. And again, I hope everyone is aware wrestling is a single-day event this year. It is only 3A that would be on the mats. You would not see the combination 2A, 1A, 2A, 4A that goes around in a normal year, just 3A kids wrestling. That's true for the basketball. We will only have 3A teams play in that day. 4A will be, oh, sorry, we are 4A. 3A will be the 2 days prior to our event.
You're not the only one that does that. Star Valley is definitely one of those straddling the line type of programs and teams, and not the only ones, thankfully, but we're not going to judge you harshly for that, Rob.
You know, I can't keep track all the time, but I should, where we're 3A, 4A, or 2A. The funny part is even the criteria in the WASA handbook doesn't seem to apply in a COVID year, whether we're 3A or 4A. So we'll just go with whatever they tell us.
That's where we're all at. We're just going with it.
That's good life advice. Just do what you're told.
AD Rob Erickson from Star Valley High School joining us on First Bank Wyoming Sports Friday. Rob, just here at the end while we got you, speak to the fact that the season happened, not just the fall. Now we've been through an indoor season, right? The winter season. And there's a lot of states in this country that didn't even attempt it, and Wyoming was able to pull it off.
No, it's been so beneficial to the kids. It's, you know, I think mental health reasons, social reasons, those kids need that as much as anything. You know, we are excited that we pulled it off, I knock on wood, without having to miss a game, without having our schedule impacted at all by COVID. You know, the wrestlers hit everything that was on their schedule, and so far so is the basketball. I mean, it's just, we've been lucky. We're grateful that it's happened that way, and I couldn't be more ecstatic. And you're right. I think there's only 14 states that chose to have high school activities. So we are definitely a lucky group of people.
Just one more question, Rob. Obviously, the winter season starting to wind down. Now, the spring season, last year, obviously, those athletes and teams didn't get to do anything, so they're coming up on 2 years of not getting to compete, where there was no season last year. What's the early outlook on that? And obviously, things have got to be looking pretty optimistic, considering things have progressed the way that they have.
No, you're right. Those kids definitely took the brunt of last year's closures. We just scheduled Tuesday this week with WASA. The track and soccer schedules are finalized. They're on the school website. It's outdoors. We're confident that that's going to go and go well, you know, weather cooperating. But we're excited to let our soccer and track kids have another chance at the spotlight and to do what they love most.
Rob Erickson, AD at Star Valley High School. Mr. Erickson, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.